Welcome to Letting Go Cafe, offers change and solutions, live conversations, and real talk for you. Letting Go Cafe.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to episode one for the Letting Go Cafe's podcast. Today's topic is toxic relationships. We're going to be talking about this for the next 15 or 20 minutes. And I say we. Actually, today it is just me. But we'll talk about toxic and dysfunctional relationships a little bit. I'm going to share a story with you. The other day I did something that I don't usually do. I watched TV. I'm not talking about watching a movie on cable or anything like that. I'm talking about I watch regular television. Yes, I watched the Olympics a little bit, but I also looked at a lot of commercials. And so very interesting commercials that come on. Anyways, I stumbled on a show about relationships. And it was a show that followed three couples as they attempted to, quote unquote, be happy and, quote unquote, be in love. As the show progressed, so did the dysfunction that was hidden under the table. There was a lot of it. As the tangled web of intrigue increased in the intensity, the storyline became more and more unfolding. One thing that was for sure during the show, the element of control was strong between and within each of the couples. What I mean is that at least one of the partners from each couple attempted to control the other person. The attempt to control led to more and more toxicity, as we know. We know that that's what happens, right? You all know that, right? How many of you have been involved in a relationship where someone tried to control you? Did you let it? Did you let it happen? I hope not. I hope you're able to get out of that, work through it, communicate through it. But anyway, when this happened in this story, it heightened the dysfunction. One of the couples, it led to their total self-destruction. It was really interesting. You see, what had happened was, no, just kidding, y'all. Okay, what happened was an affair took place. And the affair was the outcome of years of neglect and lack of love being offered to one of the partners in one of those relationships. And this lack created a need for fulfillment, which happened and was found elsewhere with someone else. And I'm not saying that that was okay, because it wasn't, but I'm just saying that in this particular case, that is what happened with this particular couple. And of course, it was also in the script. But one of the most telling components of successful relationships, as you all know, is what each partner brings to the table. And in my humble and professional opinion, it is most important for one to get to know oneself. In other words, you've got to develop a relationship with you before you can actually begin to have a really strong, solid relationship with anyone else. And so that's a journey that many people are afraid to take, to be honest with you. Some years ago, I had a friend in California who reached out to me to get some advice. She told me that she was about to start a new position. She had neither her nor her friends thought she would like the position, but she was going to do it anyway. She was bored. And she said she's bored because she wasn't in a relationship and she didn't have anyone to occupy her time. She also shared that she wanted to, quote unquote, find a man. In the meantime, during her downtime, she was reading philosophical books. So she was all over the place with her life. And as she continued to share her story with me, I just listened and listened intently. I mean, I learned a long time ago, when you have friends who ask for advice, be very slow to offer the advice, because sometimes offering advice can get you into trouble, right? So She would start asking me, well, what do you think? Should I take the position or not? And I said, well, you know, are you sure that you want me to give you an honest response to the question? She was like, yes, I do. I really want to know. Rather than to give her advice, because I learned a long time ago, you don't give advice to friends, particularly female friends, when they're in this state and they're asking about this, that, and the other when it comes to relationships. But I always listen. I'm always supportive. And I always like to respond with some questions that are introspective for her. And in this case, my questions were, well, what do you really want to do with your life? And then the other question was, what legacy do you want to leave? And she was like, legacy? What are you talking about? In other words, what's the foundation that you want to leave for other people once you're gone from here? You know, think about it. It's long term, I know, but think about it. And then the other question is, do you want to just have fun for the moment? Or do you want a relational commitment long term? What are you looking for? Do you know? And then, does this position that you're about to start, is it a fit for the future vision you have for yourself? Because if it's not, then you might want to rethink whether or not you want to take the position. Just some things to really consider. Because you're not involved with anyone, this was me talking to her, because you're not involved with anyone at this time, I would spend this time doing some real soul searching. Use this time to get to know yourself better. Use this time to identify what you really want in your life. Instead of looking for a man, look for some understanding. Instead of looking for a man, look for an opportunity to get to know yourself. Take advantage of this time that you have to really get to know yourself. You've got to get to know yourself first. Set your goals. Live your dreams. Otherwise, when you do meet someone, you'll end up following that person and living that person's dreams instead of your own. And then you end up developing a relationship with someone based on what could be considered a straw camel or a straw house, if you will. And so the key here, the message, is learn to love yourself. Some of us are so afraid of getting to know ourselves that we end up living and defining our lives through the dreams and goals of others. That this can eventually lead to false beliefs of who we are. So how can you truly be happy living the dreams of someone else? So my suggestion for all of us, not just for her, for all of us, including myself, is to wake up. Take the time to get to know you. Take the time to get to know and identify what it is that you want with your life. And then develop relationships based on that. Understanding yourself is the first and most critical step in understanding not only the universe around you, but also your spouse, your partner, your children, anyone else that you want to have a relationship with. Understanding yourself is the key to that. When I was in graduate school, one of the things that was basically pounded into us in just about every course was that understanding yourself is the key to understanding your customers, your clients, and the organization in which you work. And so knowing who you are, knowing your strengths, knowing the areas where you're challenged becomes paramount in being successful in whatever you decide to do. And realizing the impact that you're having on those people around you and the impact they have on you is really, really critical for success in this world today, especially in the world today where we're doing everything virtually. We're spending so much time, away from people. Now is a great time to really learn about who you are and what you want with your life. At the end of every episode, one of the things that we'll be doing is giving some tips, things that you can take away from this particular conversation and apply immediately. So based on the conversation that we had today, one of the things that I would recommend is that you first buy a journal, buy a personal journal that you can use to jot down how you're feeling and what's going on in your life from time to time. But for this journey, this new journey that we're talking about in terms of discovering and better understanding who you are, I would recommend getting a journal, and for the next 7 days, at the end of every day, maybe before you go to bed, take about 10 or 15 minutes and write down how you're feeling. Think about the interactions you had throughout the day. Think about how you reacted to those situations, and jot down how you're feeling about this. Jot down any notes or thoughts that you might have. Jot down any thoughts that you might have about that particular situation. And do that for about 7 days, every day. Don't miss a day if you can help it. At the end of that 7-day period, then look for trends. Look for trends of how you reacted to things. Look for trends of how you were feeling along the way, and really try to categorize those feelings and those reactions if you can. Then begin to think about how you want to be moving forward. What do you want to change about yourself, if anything at all? You may not want to change anything. If you don't, that's fine. This exercise can just heighten your awareness of who you are. But if you do want to change, you have to identify what that change might look like. What's your vision for yourself? And then you begin to create a to-do list of how to get from the current state to that future state that you just created for yourself, that new vision, if you will. So those are two things that you could do right away, immediately following the podcast, if you'd like. The next episode for Letting Go Cafe podcast will be featuring one of the featured writers from one of the articles on lettinggocafe.com. If you go to lettinggocafe.com, then you click on featured writers, and you'll be able to see we've got quite a few people who have contributed to the website over the years. And so we're going to begin interviewing them and having them as guests on the podcast. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. I hope this podcast enlightened you in some way and perhaps inspired you, or at the very least gave you a different perspective on some old stuff. And so until next time, we'll chat with you soon. I will see you back here at the Letting Go Cafe podcast, Conversations About Change.
Letting Go Cafe.